Today, we are celebrating the 75th anniversary of a book that launched the career of Theodore Geisel. You may know him better as Dr. Seuss. Before he rocked the culinary world with green eggs and ham and put a red and white striped top hat on a talking cat, Dr. Seuss was stuck on a boat returning from a trip to Europe. For 8 days, he listened to the ship's engine chug away. It probably sounded something like this. The sound got stuck in his head, and he started writing to the rhythm. Eventually, he had his first children's book. It was called And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street. The book is about a boy named Marco who wants to tell his dad an interesting story about what he saw that day. But the only thing Marco's seen is a boring old horse and wagon.
That's nothing to tell of, you know. That won't do, of course. Just a broken down wagon that's drawn by a horse. That can't be my story.
No.
That's only a start. I'll say that a zebra was pulling that cart.
That's a story that no one can beat. When you say that you saw it on Mulberry Street.
That reading is from the movie In Search of Dr. Seuss. In the end, Marco knows his father won't tolerate a made-up story, and so the dejected little boy just tells his dad the boring truth. Dr. Seuss didn't have an easy time selling this bittersweet story to publishers.
It was rejected 27 times.
That's Guy McLean. He works in Massachusetts at the Springfield Museum. That's in Dr. Seuss's hometown. McLean became a local expert on Dr. Seuss, and he says Mulberry Street may have never been published were it not for a chance encounter Dr. Seuss had one day.
He bumped into a friend as he was walking home in New York City, who had just become an editor at a publishing house in the children's section. He said that he had given up, he was going to destroy the book, and this editor said, well, let me take a look at it, and that led to the publication of the book.
It was a moment that changed Dr. Seuss's life.
He said if he had been walking down the other side of the street, he probably would never have become a children's author.
The book was published, it got great reviews, and the rest is history. But why Mulberry Street, you might ask? Turns out it's a real-life street in Dr. Seuss's hometown. Guy McLean's been there.
It was a street very close to his grandparents' bakery. And I think also, too, it was the rhythm, the sound of the word that was very important with Dr. Seuss, because there's nothing special about the street, really.
But really, that ordinary street launched one extraordinary career. And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Renee Montagne.